Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G. More towers and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
America faces a choice. This is Battleground America. Here's Tara Servatius.
Welcome to this week's edition of the Insane Things Podcast. Yeah, I know, it's a day early, but I'm off on Friday, so we've got plenty to wrap the week up with. Let's dive right in with Insane Thing number 6. Democrats announce a master ice tracker. They think they're going to put this thing on the House Oversight Committee website. They hope all interactions with ICE will be entered into it. They want to start in L.A.,
I shared this with the mayor. Over the course of the next couple of weeks, the Oversight Committee will be launching on their website a master ICE tracker where we're going to be essentially tracking every single instance that we can verify that the community will be able to send us information on.
Here's how truly insane this is, okay? When you have members of Congress standing beside L.A. Mayor Karen Bass, that gives this the official imprimatur of the Democrat Party of elected officials. When CNN did the first interviews with the inventor of one of the two ICE tracking apps that Democrats have used to terrorize ICE agents, it was just a Democrat activist behind it, a tech bro. This gives it the imprimatur of officiality. But it's why they're doing this that's so insane. For months, the Trump administration has pressured the app stores to take down the tracking apps, and they refused. It wasn't until there was that Dallas shooting and the left-wing lunatic who did it, who, by the way, meant to kill ICE officers, inadvertently killed illegal immigrants instead, had been found to have been tracking ICE agents using the apps, that they finally acquiesced. Those apps were a key part of the Democrat Party's Marxist guerrilla troops war against ICE, which, folks, they've been trying to get a kill for a while. Ideally, they would like to see blood run in the streets. That's how committed they are to keeping these illegal immigrants in the United States. But more about that in a minute. So walk backward with me for a minute through the news stories the last few weeks, and you can see the outlines not just of the guerrilla war here that the Democrats are mounting, it's only going to get worse, but of how they were using those apps and what they're doing right now. So if you go back to the first time that ICE agents randomly driving through traffic, they weren't targeting anybody, had their cars rammed and then were surrounded. Remember that? And they called 911. The Chicago PD wouldn't come out. They called for backup from ICE agents. Those agents had their car rammed and surrounded. Yeah. So the way they were able to do that and respond so quickly, and you know this if you've watched as many of these videos on X as I have, is that these activists were using these apps. Hey, ICE is here. Hey, ICE is there. And then a swarm of Democrat violent activists and illegal immigrants will descend upon you. And they've pre-staged rocks and bricks and other things they can throw at ICE along the way. So they're right there to pick up and hurl. And that's why within minutes, violent crowds of 50 to 100 conform. That's part of why Trump had to send in the National Guard. Well, after the Dallas shooting, when the ISAPs were pulled, the Democrat street army suddenly found itself flying blind. These are the same people who demand that ICE agents show their faces. So what? So they can dox them. We would inadvertently learn that, remember that Latin Kings cartel member who put the $10,000 bounty on Border Patrol Sector Chief Greg Bovino's head? Yeah, well, when we got all of his texts, we'd inadvertently learn what they were doing now. They're having to go the old-fashioned route and put spotters on rooftops with guns in key places throughout Chicago who work for the Latin Kings in order to figure out where ICE is. It's very labor-intensive. The reason they do this, and you can see this, you can just look these videos up if you want on X. They're all over the place. You just put in ICE arrest, protesters interfere, and ICE will show up somewhere, and within minutes the protesters are there. They're getting in between ICE and the illegals. Sometimes the illegals escape. Sometimes ICE has to arrest the protesters. Okay, those apps had two distinct features: real-time reporting of where ICE is, but also the docs feature, where you get the guy's name, which they can get off reports. You can get that information eventually. You get the guy's face. If you get that lucky, you figure out who he is. You get your friend to run his license plate. You put him up there with his address. And Department of Homeland Security said they haven't provided any additional details, that they've even seen some of these activists break into the homes of ICE agents. They've showed up at the children's schools. They've showed up on the children's social media. They've showed up on the front lawn of ICE agents. So they are literally terrorizing them. And I've played you the audio from Tom Homan, Trump's deportation czar, who had to move out of his own home. He no longer can live with his wife because it's too dangerous. He's had crowds of up to 1,000 people show up in his neighborhood screaming, yelling, chanting, throwing rocks. I mean, everything that they do, right? So what the Democrats just did here, they can't yet run off of, you know, congressional software, off congressional websites, a real-time ICE tracker. That would be going too far. So what they're doing is just resurrecting the doxing part of it. And folks, when you consider what has gone on the last few weeks, I mean, what do we learn this week? That the Greg Bovino $10,000 bounty on his head was just part of an entire system that originates not just with the Latin Kings here in Chicago, but goes all the way back to the Mexican cartels. They're literally putting $10,000 to $50,000 bounties on these agents. The cartels are. And the intel released by the Department of Homeland Security says they're counting not just on cartel hitmen to take out these ICE agents, but also on what they consider their allies, their radical allies in the U.S. That's these left-wing groups. So think how astounding it is that literally, as we're learning about these bounties and about the fact they're cartel connected, that the Democrats move to protect this ICE trolling, ICE doxing database by literally putting it on a congressional website. It's astonishing. And Trump deportation czar Tom Homan knows exactly what it means.
I'm telling you, it's a matter of time. And I hate saying this, but I'm going to say it because I truly believe it's a matter of time before an ICE agent's been ambushed and killed. This is going to get an officer killed. You know, I go to bed every night and I pray for every man and woman of ICE and Border to go home safe to their families.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contracts. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer. First 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
But it's not just ICE agents who are in danger. Following the Democrats' cues, and they seem increasingly comfortable with talking about the need for Trump to die and anybody who supports him to die and ICE agents to die, no less than the president of Colombia himself suggested, incredibly, in a Univision interview broadcast into America, he's talking to his own foot soldiers here. I mean, folks, this guy is a key cocaine trafficker. And cocaine production in Colombia since 2023 has increased over 50%. So this is a lot of money for him and his drug thugs. This guy, by the way, is a former Marxist guerrilla warrior fighter. This is who he is. Feels comfortable suggesting, he says, if Trump doesn't change, he snaps his fingers for emphasis, then we need to get rid of Trump. He's very clear. We need to kill him. There's a reason he did that interview with Univision. He knows, he actually did it with the president of Univision. It'll be rebroadcast into the U.S. It's a call for action and a justification for murder, which leads us to insane thing number five. I never thought, I mean, folks, remember where we've come from, okay? The Democrats never wanted you to know they were running the voter drive. That was their preferred mode of operation. Do you remember how for the first 2 years almost of the Biden administration, they completely lied? The mainstream media lied. The border is closed. Conservatives are just making stuff up. No. There's not 7,000 Haitians under a bridge. The border's totally secure. That went on for years. They thought they could sneak these illegals by you. You wouldn't figure it out till it was too late. And they went so far as getting the FCC to ban the airspace over that bridge where all those Haitians were camped. So you couldn't see them. Remember Bill Malusion of Fox News tried to fly it, then he had to turn around and rent a helicopter. They couldn't stop that. Well, this was the week with the size of these No Kings rallies that Democrats finally came out of the closet and went full pro illegal immigrant and also pro murder of anybody who stands in the way. And they weren't even hiding it at these rallies. And there were so many signs calling for the murder and the death of MAGA and Trump and Border Patrol agents. Here's just a small sample.
You gotta grab a gun. We gotta turn around the guns on this fascist system. These ICE agents gotta get shot and wiped out. This state, the state machinery, that's a full display right there, has to get wiped out.
That was Chicago. And in LA?
This is South Central Los Angeles. They are not the only ones with guns in this city. And I don't say that because we're calling for violence. I'm saying that because the people have every right to defend themselves against masked, unidentified gunmen with AR-15s and other military rifles. The people have every right to defend themselves. That's not violent, that's intelligent.
The message was heard loud and clear as an illegal immigrant who also, by the way, has been a YouTube star and a TikTok star and posed as a reporter covering these raids, finally got bold enough to ram ICE agents again and again, causing a shootout that ultimately injured a U.S. Marshal. They got him. In fact, they shot him. And folks, it turned out that this guy had been given a humanitarian award by a member of the L.A. City Council for his valiant fight for illegal immigrants, which leads to insane thing number four. They've been calling Trump a dictator and a king and a fascist, and he's rolling in here and breaking laws. They never say what laws he's breaking, though, but they repeat it on a loop to their sheeple. So it was mighty embarrassing when one of the most liberal federal district courts, the Ninth Circuit, actually ruled this week that Trump could send the National Guard into Oregon, into Portland, because he has the right to. Well, wouldn't that mean he's not breaking the law and is not a dictator? Yeah, pretty much. It was pretty embarrassing for the Democrats. In fact, listening to the news break on MSNBC was hilarious because the host was so convinced that, you know, as the decision came down, that it was going to be Trump's a dictator breaking the law, he can't send in the guard, blah, 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 that they actually had the legal correspondent read it live on TV. That didn't end well. In fact, the host quickly changed the subject after it became clear Trump had the, well, I'll let MSNBC tell you.
It has the function of overturning her order and thereby allowing the president to send the National Guard back onto the streets of Portland. It says, after considering the record, and by the record, they mean all the factual evidence at this preliminary stage, we conclude that it is likely that the president lawfully exercised his statutory authority under 10 U.S.C.
Oops. Even MSNBC admitted live on television he's got the lawful authority to do this. Yeah, the host let her go on for about a minute more before she was like, bap, well, on to the next topic. Well, it didn't take the Democrats long to come up with a new strategy because they've told their sheeple again and again and again he's breaking the law. So they need them to see arrests of ICE agents, which leads us to insane thing number three, a new judicial insurrection with a federal court judge in Chicago ordering new limits on U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement operations in the entire Midwest. They can't do that. It's got to be limited to one case and one district, but the Supreme Court said that, but whatever. Ruling that agents have repeatedly violated federal law and a binding consent decree. Now, I was very confused by this week because the judge said that ICE agents can't pick up illegals anymore without a warrant. They don't need a warrant. Why would they need a warrant? If you're here illegally, they can pick you up. That's the law. They're not citizens. So they don't need a warrant. Well, I finally, in Newsweek, got an answer. The judge just made it up. She based her ruling not on the law, but on a Biden-era agreement not to enforce federal immigration laws. She added that so far, no prosecutions have been reported under the new order. And she says partly due to the government shutdown, but she says it set her decision sets an important precedent for how powers exercise the name of public safety. And she ruled that these agents would begin to be arrested if they you know, pick up illegals without a warrant. Again, based on a Joe Biden signed order, not the law. This stuff is ridiculous. But what they need, and the Supreme Court will eventually stop them, but what they need is the show, the play, the drama of that 5-7 second clip of an ICE agent being arrested for breaking the law. And then the Supreme Court overruling it. They'll say it's a dictatorship. Look, see, the agent was breaking the law. Now they're letting him go. I mean, this is all theater designed to provoke violence and justification for violence. Look at this headline, the New York Times today. Pelosi, talking about Nancy Pelosi. Pelosi says police may arrest federal agents who violate California law, as if a member of Congress can somehow rule that. Where does that come from? Okay, this article. The San Francisco district attorney said in an interview she came up with a strategy after seeing federal agents repeatedly roughing up people in Los Angeles and Chicago, and she has decided to arrest and try them. What is her strategy? Well, it's if somebody did it on the street, like, say, walked up to you, threw you down on the ground, you'd be arrested, right? She explains to the New York Times. Okay, well, if an ICE agent does that to an illegal, I'm going to treat them, quote, like anybody else breaking the law and seek to prosecute them, unquote. Well, first of all, assaults are barely prosecuted at this point in California. So that's, wow, that's really something. But folks, what she's talking about is illegals are, you know, resist most of these arrests. They end up on the ground. And so if she sees that, then she's going to have them arrested and try them. She's setting up a showdown with the federal government again. This will eventually be overturned by the Supreme Court. You can't do that. You can't just make this up. And literally, she made it up. Quote, I had lead time to think about what authority I have and what I can do, she said. This is something I felt very strongly about, and I had my office research it. Okay, this is unprecedented. But again, they just need the video clip of ICE agents being arrested for violating the law. It'll look very official. And then when the Trump administration overturns it one way or another, Supreme Court does, again, they'll scream dictator, dictator, dictator. It's all designed that. The Oversight Committee's page. And folks, Republicans are already saying, because they control Congress, no, we're not going to let the Democrats use the Oversight Committee page to go ahead and, you know, put up a doxing program for ICE agents. It doesn't matter. They'll move it to another website. Might be the DNC website, some other Democrat Party website, but they'll move it for their war. Now, on the other hand, they provide the moral justification for the violence, sending J.B. Pritzker, who's Jewish, and the governor of Illinois out to declare that what is going on is really just like the Holocaust. Again, none of these things are happening in a vacuum. They're all part of the same system, the same preparation for a guerrilla street war. These are the people, after all, who did $2 billion worth of damage during the Summer of Love, who got America to fall in love with George Floyd. That, the way they remember it, was the height of their power, the zenith of it. They defeated Trump after just one term. They can do it again. They've just got to get people over the hump to the violence. And they can do another $2 billion worth of damage. And folks, they love the power that violence gave them. Because if you remember, everyone is afraid to do anything about it. And Trump at the time was polling below 50%. He wanted to stop it. He talked about stopping it, but ultimately he never dared to. And I think Trump correctly read at the time that Floyd, Black Lives Matter, even the violence itself really was popular. I mean, it was polling more popular than he was. And so he was very reticent about it. Democrats loved the power that gave them. They want it back so badly. And it's what they're working up to. The problem they're having is getting the American people to fall in love with illegal immigrants like they did George Floyd. That was what the whole Abrego, Garcia, fly down to El Salvador, have margaritas thing was about. It just didn't work. So now I think they've kind of come to the conclusion that, well, okay, we're not going to get the masses to fall for this like they did for Floyd. But we've got enough mentally ill in our ranks, enough confused and deluded that we can at least get them in the street and cause the blood to flow. It's the only play they have at this point to keep the removal of the voters. They are so dependent on the future voters. They're so dependent. By the way, current voters, since we found 2,700 of them this week on the Texas voter rolls.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contracts. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it.
Are you playing me off?
That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10-7 through 12-1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
But folks, I'm here to tell you, it's not working. Because new Quinnipiac poll, folks, a new all-time low in modern polling history anyway, in the Democrat Party's approval, at least among Quinnipiac's pollsters, a stunning, Democrats right now are at a stunning negative 41 point approval. That's a 26% approval, 67% disapprove. Per Quinnipiac, again, an all-time polling low. It's not working. But they just can't seem to stop. And now it's almost like they're trying to outdo each other. Like just this morning, I witnessed a bizarre spectacle. CNN, a Democrat running for Congress from Texas by the name of Joland Jones, is on CNN, and she just casually suggests cutting Trump's throat and makes the throat slicing motion right across her neck. And the CNN host, Erin Burnett, just casually pretends she didn't just hear that and changes the subject awkwardly, but never mentions it, never challenges her, never calls her out. Why? Because she doesn't want her ratings to tank. This is where the Democrats are.
I'm from the hood, okay? So when a bully comes, like, if there are no rules, you literally have to figure it out. Donald Trump has changed things, and people trying to do what's always been done is not going to work. And I think that's why Democrats are losing black people. That's why they're losing poor people, because poor people, all they want is for us to fight. So if you hit me in my face, I'm not going to punch you back in your face. I'm going to go across your neck. You've got to hit hard enough where they won't come back.
And she literally makes the knife slicing motion across her neck. Folks, this is the Democrat Party. Insane thing number two, the absolute shock and awe, or feigning of shock and awe, at the idea that John Bolton might be, you know, prosecuted for massively and repeatedly illegally handling classified data, or the idea that John Brennan can't come before Congress and lie and say he never used the Steele dossier for the Russia collusion hoax. You know, the one that Hillary Clinton's campaign cooked up, the one that John Brennan warned Barack Obama and Joe Biden the summer of 2016 was fake and there really wasn't a Russia collusion hoax. And by the way, Russia knew that Hillary was faking the hoax. And what did Obama and Biden want the CIA director to do? Oh, cool. Lie about it. Huh? To Congress? Yeah. And the American people? Yeah. Oh, and illegally leak the classified data to quote unquote prove it? Yeah. Isn't all of that a felony and a felony and another felony? Well, yeah. But the wide-eyed wonder with which the DC swamp creatures seem to think that if you're the right people, you'll never be prosecuted. Well, this week they learned Trump's going to try. As we started the week, even CNN's two legal analysts admitted, wow, there's really something to this John Bolton case. Yeah, there is. And then the fake horror at the idea that, again, John Brennan might be prosecuted for totally making up the Russia collusion hoax by lying to Congress about it, which, by the way, is still a felony. What, they think he wouldn't get referred for prosecution? But that didn't stop Bernie Sanders from going on TV. And I wish, this is the one time I really wish I could show you this video. I'll put a link to it so you can watch it. He seems to actually be believing his lie here when he's talking about, well, just listen. Because at the end of it, He looks haunted, almost scared that the DC justice system's being weaponized against them. Folks, it's as if...
in an unprecedented way, and this is scary stuff, he is going after the Attorney General of the state of New York because she did her job, going after a sitting United States senator, going after the head, former head of the FBI. That is not what America is about. We disagree with each other. That's fine. But we don't throw our opponents in jail.
Again, as he sat there, he had a haunted look on his face, like he almost believes what he's saying. Eric Trump remembers it all a different way.
That's what they did with my father for the last 10 years. I mean, think about it. They went after him in every single courtroom. It was 91 indictments, every single gag order, taking him off of, you know, Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, you know, weaponizing the IRS, releasing all his tax returns to the New York Times, you know, making up the dirty dossiers against my father, you know, subpoenaing me 112 times, the most in American history, debanking us, deplatforming us, making up the Russia hoax, taking him off the ballots in Maine and Colorado. I mean, where do you want me to end? I could go on for another 20 minutes as to what they want to do. They will use every tool in their war chest to try and hurt, to try and use any legal or illegal advantage they can conjure up. They will weaponize the DOJ. They will raid our homes, as we saw them do to Mar-a-Lago.
Eric, it's worse than that now.
Insane thing number one. America is going broke. And I mean, literally broke. And nobody cares. And right now, the DC Uniparty's got the biggest hose job going I think I've ever seen. They're literally playing two parts in a play. The Republicans, who want to continue spending at current ridiculous levels, and the Democrats, who want to spend even more than that. Folks, it's going so fast right now, and I can't believe we're not talking about it. We just hit $38 trillion in debt, which is astonishing because we hit $37 trillion in August. To give you some idea how out of control this is, during the last decade, we spent $4 trillion, trillion with a T, on interest payments on the debt. In the next 10 years, we will spend $14 trillion in interest payments on the debt. That is 3% of GDP, folks. Politicians take credit when the growth is 3% of GDP. We are spending 3% of GDP just on the interest payments. It's madness. How do we get here? CRs. You've probably heard that a bunch. CRs, CRs, CRs. What is that? Continuing resolution. That's where we don't go back to the way Congress always spent before we were broke, with appropriations bills. See, because with an appropriation bill, you can go through and cut out lines, cut out specific expenditures. With a CR, it's a continuing resolution. You just continue spending whatever you spent before. The disaster really started back in 2009 with the, quote, one-time $830 billion stimulus. Remember the Tea Party formed over that? People freaked out. But what people don't know is we've CR'd it into de facto permanence. We just spend it every year. Well, the same thing is true of the $4.6 trillion one-time, supposedly, DC COVID response. We never unbudgeted it. So it's CR'd over and over and over again. That is how federal spending since the advent of COVID has doubled. And there are tens of thousands of other such one-time extended expenditures since DC last passed the budget, and we just hit the CR button. But the true absurdity here, folks, is to save the Republic from going broke. Republicans finally got some gumption back in 2023, and they threw out Kevin McCarthy. I cheered it at the time. Nobody knew who'd replace him, but they figured it'd be a lesson watching him go out the door. Whoever came in wouldn't dare do the same thing that got Kevin McCarthy expelled as Speaker. He left Congress in shame a short time after. And sure enough, when he ran, Mike Johnson promised appropriations bills. We could go in and cut this. In fact, we should be chopping this down by about half a trillion a year. That's we probably don't want to go too much faster than that because it will crash the economy. It's kind of like sloshing water. If you're going to pull it back, you've got to gradually let real economic activity replace printed money again. But everybody from Ray Dalio to Elon Musk agrees about half $1 trillion a year worth of cuts will get us there. We could have really done a lot of this over the Trump administration. Yeah, except Mike Johnson lied. He had no intention of doing anything, but, well, more CRs. So we're in this absurd situation where Chuck Schumer would like, the Democrat leader, would like an extra $1.5 trillion for 7 weeks. He wants $500 billion to keep Democrat media afloat, since nobody actually wants to pay to be on it, and also to pay for illegal immigrant benefits. And a lot of that, I think, would go out the door, too, to these Democrat organizations where it really just passes through until it gets back to Democrat campaign coffers and they all build themselves McMansions with it and run for office, and they defraud the American people. And he would like to add another $1.5 trillion. I understand. Why not? The Republicans never say no. And the way the Democrats look at it is that Mike Johnson owes them anyway. After all, the Republicans tried to recall the guy and the Democrats saved him. That's how bad he is. But here's the thing, folks. Right now, they've got everybody whipped into a frenzy because the Republicans are screaming at Chuck Schumer, pass the CR. You can't have another $1.5 trillion. No more spending on illegal immigrant health care. Yeah, but you realize we're cheering on the CR. Yeah, pass that thing. Clean CR. Well, but who wrote it, though? Who wrote the CR? The one the Republicans, Mike Johnson, our speaker, are demanding we pass. And really, honestly, Donald Trump's demanding its passage, too. Who wrote it? Nobody. Well, almost nobody talks about that. But Senator Mark Wayne Mullen, a Republican, slipped up and did this week. Who wrote that CR? Because I'm going to give you a little hint. It wasn't the Republicans. It was Democrat Chuck Schumer with an assist from Nancy Pelosi and Joe Biden. That's right. And by the way, Chuck Schumer has voted for that CR that he wrote because we keep passing the Democrats' budget again and again and again and again and again. He wrote it and voted for it 13 times because it's a Democrat budget with all their priorities, their waste, their graft, their grift, their fraud. And so he's voted again 13 times for it. And yet it's the Republican leadership that are outraged that they won't pass it.
Well, it even gets crazier than that, Kaylee. If you look at who actually wrote the CR? He wrote it. He wrote this clean CR back in September when he was leader of the Senate, when he was underneath President Biden. This is the same CR we passed last September. This is that he voted for. This is the CR we voted for in December. This is the CR he voted for in January, and the CR he voted for in March. What's changed now is you got a career politician named, well, Chucky Schumer, who is afraid of AOC in 2028. Mind you, his election isn't until 2028. But when he voted for it in March, she released a poll showing that she beats him statewide by 20%. His entire mentality changed because that's what happens when you have a career politician. I make a joke about this all the time, but he was in the House of Representatives in 96. That was 3 decades ago. That's the year I graduated high school.
Yeah.
That's how long he's been there. But that's what you have when you have a career politician. You can't rationalize with them because they're not making sense for the American people.
Damn, that's smooth. So the Republicans' line is, but hey, don't look at all this spending that's breaking the back of the country and, you know, making your grandchildren poor as we steal from them. No, no, no. Get mad at Chucky Schumer because he won't vote for his budget that he wrote because he's afraid of AOC. So what? No. Let's talk about why aren't the Republicans doing what they promised? Why are they passing the Democrats' budget? I mean, folks, earlier in this podcast, did I not say, according to Quinnipiac, the Democrats are polling the lowest they have ever polled in recorded history? Why are we passing their budgets? You know, this is a thing with me. I'm going to lose my damn mind watching it because it's my kids. My kids are going broke. It's their money that's being stolen. And Republicans are being tricked, at least this time, into cheering it on.
Battleground America with Tara Servatius. Please subscribe on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. Share with friends, family, and other free thinkers. Thanks for listening.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Fee and fees apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G. More towers and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10-7 through 12-1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.